This is Chapters and Words, a teen's view of books today. I'm John McMillan from Miramichi Valley High School, and the book I'm featuring is The Devil's Labyrinth by John Saul. In this story, Ryan McIntyre, a 16-year-old boy who is still struggling with his father's death, is savagely beaten by thugs and immediately transferred to a Catholic boarding school for his own safety. Shortly before his arrival, a priest at this school named Father Sebastian had rediscovered the ancient rite of exorcism. While this rite appears to be causing miracles, some students have gone missing, while others are no longer behaving like themselves. I found that this book was a suspenseful, gory masterpiece that took me for a shocking ride and surprised me at every turn. It seemed as though Saul had filled every available space with false foreshadowing and haunting detail. Unfortunately, about two-thirds of the way into the novel, it suddenly transformed from a work of art into a trite Christ versus Allah conflict involving a cliched plot to kill the Pope. The book had lost its hold on me, and when it finally ended, it occurred to me that the story had also completely lost its uniquely morbid tone. Saul left a great deal of room for improvement in this part of the novel. Nonetheless, he is definitely an excellent author. I would recommend this book to anyone interested in demonology or just looking for something dark. The book again is The Devil's Labyrinth by John Saul. This is John McMillan from MVHS for Chapters and Words.